We are not human beings. We are beings in a biological vehicle. These bodies tether who we are to this reality, so that we may experience, through simulation, the perspective and perception of a human. So at the end of the day, why does any of this matter? Welcome back to another episode on the I Am Mook podcast. I am your host, Mook. Last episode, I used science, religion, and an analogy to better explain how and why we are not human. And in this episode, I will cover the importance of knowing this information and why it is key to living a fulfilled and purposeful life. I truly believe that once you understand this information, you can completely alter your reality for the better. If you don't listen to any of my other episodes, I sincerely urge you to listen to this one all the way through. See it as a favor if you must, but I think this episode is one of my most important messages to you. I don't care about the likes or the views. I genuinely would like you to hear what I have to say. Then think about it yourself and respond if you would like. Now, back to the message. The first step is to realize that you are not who you think you are. This reminds me of a tale about the eagle who thought he was a chicken. One day when the eagle was just a fledgling baby bird, he fell from the safety of his nest. Eventually, a chicken farmer found him and brought him to the farm and raised the young eagle alongside his many chickens. The eagle grew up pecking at the ground, digging for worms, and clucking like the rest of the stock. He believed he was a chicken because that's all he knew. His world was limited to the confines of the chicken coop, so he never questioned his identity. One day, a naturalist stopped by the farm. He had heard tales of an eagle masquerading as a chicken, and he had to see this for himself, which he did. He observed this majestic bird strutting around the coop, feathers ruffled and eyes fixed on the ground. He was baffled. He approached the farmer and said, "This bird is no ordinary chicken. He's an eagle, a king of the sky. Let me show you." The naturalist lifted the eagle off the ground and he spoke, "Eagle, you are an eagle. Your place is in the clouds, not the earth. Stretch forth your wings and fly." Now the eagle hesitated. He was torn between the familiar coop and the unknown heights. However, the eagle felt more comfortable and at home with the chickens, so he hopped down from the naturalist and continued living the life of a chicken. The farmer watched, astonished, and he said to the naturalist, "I told you he was a chicken." But the naturalist wasn't ready to give up. The next day, he came back to the farmer and asked for another chance to prove the eagle wasn't a chicken. He took the eagle far away from the farm this time, to the foot of a towering mountain. From there, he pointed to the sun ablaze in the morning sky. "Eagle," he said, "you belong to the heavens. Stretch forth your wings and fly." This time, the eagle didn't hesitate. His heart recognized the truth. With newfound determination, he spread his wings wide. The wind carried him aloft, and he embraced his destiny, the sky, his true home. And so, the eagle who once believed he was a chicken became a legend. His story reminds us to question our own limiting beliefs, to spread out our wings and reach for the heights that we were born to attain. When you believe that you are a human, it's like the eagle believing it's a chicken. We were raised and taught to live within the confines of society in this body, and similar to the naturalist, I'm here to tell you that you are more than that. And if you don't want to believe me, then I don't know what to say. Keep on clucking. If you are not human, then what are you? This seems to be the next part of the conversation we should explore. Again, this is an open conversation. My truth doesn't have to be your truth. This is just a topic that I think is worth contemplating. So in this present moment, this is my truth to you. We are beings of energy, and many people have different names for this energy. May it be, just as I said, beings of energy, or souls, spirits, or manifested consciousness, etc. Now, don't let me lose you because of our differences in names. The word cat, kitty, neko, gato, and pussycat are all different names, but they are all used to describe a similar understanding. The name for our being may differ depending on the individual, but know that I am talking about our true selves, our essence. And as beings of energy, or whatever name you would like to call it, we have the ability to manifest things into existence. I don't dare say that we create something from nothing, the Creator does that. When I say we manifest, I'm saying that we repopulate that which already exists. We can cause it to form something different, maybe even new. And in order to manifest that which we would like to form, we must understand our abilities. Yes, I'm saying you have abilities outside of your material capabilities. Let me ask you some questions. Have you ever felt someone looking at you from behind or from a far distance? Have you ever walked into a room of people and felt like something's off, like the vibe or the energy in the room is different? You don't actually see anything wrong, but you can sense it? Or how about when you meet someone for the first time? Has there ever been a case where you met someone and knew nothing of them, but you just have a feeling that they're good for you? You can just sense something, like you have a connection with them before actually knowing them. Have you thought about someone recently and that person called you right after the thought? Have you ever had the urge to call someone because you wanted to check on them and ended up calling them during a crisis? Like they needed someone to call and you just happened to be that person? Do you have deja vus? Have you ever questioned why you have them? Have you ever had an outer body experience, whether it's from being asleep or in a meditative state or a close call with death? I'll stop for now because the line of questions can go on for a while. But from all the questions that I previously asked, have you noticed a commonality between them? Did you notice that in each of these question scenarios, they deal with information that's obtained without material effort? And when I say material effort, I mean information gathered with the use of our five senses, whether it be through hearing, smelling, sight, taste, or touch. We are able to receive, analyze, and interpret information without the use of these five senses. Once again, what I'm about to say is one of my truths. It may or may not be true to you, so don't feel obliged to believe me because you don't have to. But I believe there are memories, experiences, and other information that reside within energy. And we, who are beings of energy, are naturally able to tap into that information. But we grow up in a society where we're taught to ignore the information we obtain outside of our five senses. If it can't be proven with empirical data or reproduced so others can observe it as well, then it must be written off as not valid. But the thing is, a majority of us are receiving information with and without our five senses. And I'm here to let you know that it's because we are more than these bodies. These bodies are what's needed for us to experience the world through the human perspective. But we've become misguided from our true selves. And I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy or that it was done on purpose. I mean, with an increase in technology, we have further advanced our lives in civilization. However, we've become more separated from nature, one another, and ourselves, our true selves, beings of energy inhabiting a biological vehicle. Think back to a time before streets, buildings, internet, books, and cell phones. How were we obtaining information before our advancement in technology? Think about it. Back in BC, there were many people who were equally, if not smarter, than some people of our modern era. I mean, they knew about planets, atoms, the universe, medicines, mathematics, and structures before books were even created. Think about it. To learn from a book or a scroll, it had to be written first. Where does information come from before you read it or write it down? You experience it and think about it. Then you record it in order to evolve the idea. But the original information stems from thought, and thought is in our being. It's an expression we use as a result of inhabiting these bodies. We, as beings of energy, which hold experiences, memories, and other information, are able to create a material manifestation of our ideas. Reality is created from thought, the mind. Reality is a manifestation of our being. Material didn't create the mind created material. But now we live in a materialistic society where we believe that a majority of our information comes from the material world. The material world is an expression, not the essence. And in my opinion, we've forgotten who we are because we as a society, as a whole, as a collective, have separated ourselves from the source, from the reason all things exist, from the infinite. We are byproducts of the infinite and the eternal, which means that there is infinity and eternity within us. Our possibilities are endless, but nowadays, we're more focused with likes, views, and acceptance than being focused on creating a better reality for ourselves. We look for truth from others rather than relying on the truth within ourselves. We're heavily focused on the lives of others rather than focusing on our purpose here and living a life of fulfillment. Personally, I think mental health problems are becoming more and more prevalent because we are literally having an identity crisis. We are associating ourselves as these bodies and living these limited, unfulfilling lifestyles while our true selves, our being, is in opposition. I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. Just because this is my truth doesn't necessarily mean it has to be your truth. But there are definitely some people out there who agree with me and feel it in their being that I'm somewhat right. It's you that I'm talking to. Separate the thought of yourself from the body and embrace the infinite that you are. Create a reality that you would love to enjoy. Find purpose and live a joyous and fulfilled lifestyle. And in the next episode, I will explain to you how you can go about doing that. Just remember, the all is mind, the universe is mental.